these beautiful melodies penned. Lord, we thank you as we gather together in this season of Advent, this season of anticipation. So, Lord, we come to you this morning saying thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, once again, and welcome as we continue. Matter of fact, our fourth out of 4 weeks in this sermon series called The Gift of Christmas. And if you haven't figured out what that gift is yet, you'll just hang on. Or wake up, one of the two, exactly, right. But we have been looking at the four gifts that God has given us, not just every day, or not just at Christmas, but every day. And we've looked at them as revealed through the Advent candle here on the altar. Week one, we talked about the gift of hope, which will be up on the screen in a minute. There it is, the gift of hope. Hope. It's a longing for something that we need, or even something that we want. But we discovered so quickly that this can only really be filled, it can only be sustained by Jesus himself. And then in week two, we looked at the gift of peace. And we saw there that peace is not necessarily a place or the absence of something that we want in our lives, but rather it is the absence of someone in our lives, and that is Christ Jesus. Then week three, last week, we looked at and unwrapped the gift of joy. Now remember, joy is not to be confused with happiness, because that happiness is circumstance-based. It's an emotional reaction to what's going on right then and there in our lives. It's external. We learned that pure joy is internal. It's an intellectual. And it is rooted in the forgiveness of sins and the promises of God in our lives. And today, go to the fourth candle. Before we get to that beautiful center candle this Wednesday night, today is the gift of love. You may have heard it once or 37 times so far in the songs. But love, the gift of love is, and God's love is, it's greater than anything you're going to put on your Santa list. And it's, honestly, it's greater than anything you could find under your tree this year. But if we're honest, sometimes we take God's love for granted, don't we? Sometimes we take his love for granted. So the gift that we will unwrap today, that is the gift of love. It is a love that is so vast, so inexpressible, so indescribable. In fact, there's never been words penned that could properly or sufficiently explain its worth. And proof of this great love that we've been given is seen throughout creation. We have seen the proof of God's love for us since the very beginning of time. Because when God created this wonderful world, this wonderful earth that we live in, God whispered to us, "I love you. This is for you." He made this for us. And that God has been continuing to communicate this to us throughout the centuries. As a matter of fact, this whisper of God goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, when God whispered to Adam and to Eve, "I love you," by giving them a hope even after they had sinned, as he gave them a promise of a Savior that would restore that damage that came into this earth and caused all the problems between man and God. And that God continued to whisper, "I love you," to all of his children for throughout the centuries. And in that love, God gave us, well, gave us a free will to live the however we wanted to, basically, that we could choose to walk with Him or walk away from Him. But when mankind got so far away from God in their sin, God whispered once again to Noah to build the ark in order to save mankind. And then God placed a rainbow in the sky as a testament to His love and faithfulness. Then as God saw His people desperate for a Savior, God whispered again through the promises of Abraham, as He promised that through him all people would be blessed, that through Abraham would come the promised seed that would be the Messiah. And so as the years went on, God saw His children and He heard their cry as they were in pain. As His children needed and desired a leader, so God whispered once again to a young man named Moses. As God whispered to the Israelites, as He parted the Red Sea, "I love you. I give you here dry ground to walk on and to be safe." So as time continued to pass, God whispered to a young man named Joshua to keep the hope alive through the falling walls of Jericho. Because Joshua would go on to lead His people into the promised land. And then God whispered once again as He raised up David, a man after God's own heart. David, who would foreshadow Jesus. And then again with Daniel, when God saved him from the lion's den, thus keeping the promise of a Messiah alive, continuing to provide hope. And then God, He continued to whisper to His children, children like Jonah, even though Jonah, like many of us, well, was disobedient to God. Jonah became obedient and preached the hope to the people in Nineveh. As a matter of fact, Jesus Himself, He would even come to say in Matthew chapter 12 and in Luke chapter 11, that one greater than Jonah is here. Because as Jonah was 3 days in the belly of a great fish, so too the Son of Man will be in the belly of the earth. But He will rise again on the third day. Amen. Many years later, God's plan, God's promise, was about to come true in a very large way. God was about to whisper to us the best "I love you" yet. Because God was about to whisper the most important "I love you" through the angel Gabriel, who presented Himself to a young peasant girl in the corner of a great empire. Let's take a moment and look at this video.
The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Come, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus.
How can this be, since I've been with no man?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power from the Most High will overshadow you. And the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God.
Son of God.
Mary, even your cousin Elizabeth has conceived a son in her old age, for nothing said by God can be impossible.
Let it be done to me according to your word.
God sent his angel to say that this gift of love that is for all mankind, will be delivered through you. Given to a person not of any wealth, not of any elite stature, nor was she from a palace, but of a simple life, humble. Yes, you, Mary, are the vessel that God has chosen to bring in the Son of Man. Then God whispered one more glorious time to a group of men out in the field, a group of those men who were basically outcast from society, the shepherds living out in the field, proclaiming that this is how the King of Kings will enter the world. No, he won't be on a white stallion. No, he won't be in a gold-trimmed chariot. Neither will he be leading great armies ready to defeat his enemy. God whispered, "Here is the ultimate gift of love, my son, Jesus, lying in a manger, humble." And this gift of love, friends, was the perfect gift. This gift of love was God himself. We sing Emmanuel, God with us. He is the reason we are here and gathered today as we can celebrate Advent, his coming. Seeing this kind of love that God has got to show for us, it's a love that is well, it's not dependent on anything that we have done or we could ever do, but rather it is the love that God has chose to show us because we are holy in his eyes. Holy. As a matter of fact, we read in Paul's letter to the church of Ephesus, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. Just for a second, imagine that this gift of love wrapped in cloth, this gift that we are unwrapping at Advent, was given to us before the world was even created, before there was a star in the sky. Friends, that and this is the main point of these past 3 weeks, this sermon series. It is all about the real gift at Christmas. Because we have received through this gift hope, peace, joy, and now love. There is something that we can see in this gift of Christmas that sometimes is, well, perhaps even overlooked. It is that Jesus never forces his gift himself on anyone, but rather those come to him in response to his love. The gift is Jesus. This baby in the manger, he is the Savior of the world. That he would come to anyone sitting here, anyone online, anyone that you know, any place, any time, and he will minister to them with his love. So friends, the gift that we unwrap here today brings a promise of unconditional love, everlasting hope, eternal joy, and everlasting peace to every person who puts their faith in him. Sure, Christmas is a time for giving gifts. We love to give gifts. We love to get gifts. But Christmas is a time to celebrate the perfect gift, God's perfect gift. And I get it. This is a very personal gift to each and every one of us. Your faith with your Savior, it is personal. It is individual. But this gift is intended to share. So my prayer is that you will share this gift of love, this gift of hope, this gift of peace and joy. Because friends, when all the gifts under the tree are opened and all the gifts you get are, you know, wore out or you're tired of them or they get broken or they're lost, there is one gift that will never wear out, that will never get lost. And that's the gift that both you and I have received, and is Christ Jesus, our Lord. The gift that will always be with us, no matter how tough the times are, no matter how great the times are, he is right there with us. But please remember that this gift that you have been given, this gift of love, is meant to be shared with everyone that you meet. And not just on Christmas or the week of or the week after, but every day of the year. So, God's richest blessings, his richest love be with you this Advent season and every day of the year. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for a gift that literally keeps on giving. We thank you for the love and the mercy and just the kindness that you have given to us and all of mankind. But Lord, so important that you help us share the love that you have given us to everyone that we meet. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We're going to